Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors. Here's a quick word from one of them, and enjoy today's Armed American Radio broadcast.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Right now it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is indeed. Welcome inside these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. How the heck are you? The left going absolutely ballistic, berserk, bonkers out there today. There is a piece I'm not going to spend any time on today other than to kind of just give you the quick rundown, but I want you to read it because it's incredibly important, and it emphasizes everything that we talk about in context here as to why we are where we are today with the political left in this country and the deep-rooted hatred that the left now obviously has for you and anybody who disagrees with them on anything. And it poses some very interesting questions and some frightening possible answers as we move towards the 2018 midterms and then on into 2020, because there does not appear to be any light at the end of this tunnel when we look at what's happening with Maxine Waters. Now, there's some movement in the House of Representatives to censure her, and there's also some movement in there to have her expelled. And that's exactly what ought to happen. Had any conservative said that about a Democrat president and their cabinet, we would have seen a complete uproar. It would have been over by now already, quite frankly. But Maxine Waters' comments are over the top. They are inappropriate. They have absolute, and if we're to believe Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, then Maxine Waters' words have absolutely no place in political discourse in America today, and she needs to go bye-bye. However, I don't believe Nancy Pelosi, nor do I believe Chuck Schumer. They'll say what they have to say. And both of them did, by the way, decry her remarks without mentioning her by name. Didn't even mention her. She toes the party line. Nobody's going to get rid of her, and they're going to fight any potential censure or expulsion in the House for Maxine Waters. She's a lunatic. She's a nutcase. She is trouble, and she should be gone. Unfortunately, I'm going to predict for you that based on what we're seeing today, there is going to be political violence. Now, there already has been. We've already seen it at the ball field with Scalise. There's more to come as the Democrats continue to lose to Donald Trump. They are literally going out of their minds. He is, I would use the phrase, he's living in their heads rent-free. He certainly is. But each victory that piles up, the left goes collectively that much more insane. And it ramps up to the point we have Maxine Waters going off the rails. I tried to, as an example today, I tried to watch The View. I tried. Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar, all, both, understanding Maxine Waters. Why? Because of the incendiary tweets from Donald Trump. So they understand why she would want to react that way. Yet, of course, they don't understand why Donald Trump would tweet something about the Red Hen restaurant that threw out Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Both Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg decrying today's political discourse while openly calling Trump and Sanders liars on The View. This is the American left. Disgraceful. Despicable, not to mention, at the very least, disrespectful. agree with me, or the hell with you. This piece puts it all together. This, what does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. These people are trying to silence you. While I'm not going to spend a whole, like I said, a whole bunch of time on this today, there is something that I want you to see, and there are words from Eric Holder in here that I will quote for you because it matters. Because it matters. First off, I believe it's up on Drudge. It was. It's from the New York Magazine. Where is Barack Obama? Where has he gone? The entire piece is, oh my God, come back. We need you so bad. It embodies everything the left feels right now. Daddy, come home. We need our daddy. They don't know what to do right now. Clearly, they don't sense leadership in Pelosi. They don't sense leadership in Schumer. They don't sense leadership at all. And they are going insane to the point of wanting to incite mob violence against political opponents with whom they disagree. Maxine Waters is not the only one who feels that way. She just happens to be saying it. But they are scared. They are petrified. They are desperate. And desperate people and cornered animals do desperate and cornered things. But this piece is very, very telling. It's begging for Barack Obama to come back and help us. It's begging for direction. It's waxing poetic on the days that war. And it wishes for more. But it also explains they're not coming back. That Barack Obama is no longer the president. Take a listen to some of this. One of Obama's friends repeatedly described the former president as newly zen-like, a striking descriptor given that Obama's impossible calm has been a hallmark of his entire time on the national stage to those who've known him longest. The confidence in the decision not to wade back into the political muck is the product of the same hyper-self-aware posture he's had since childhood, growing up straddling worlds, then writing a book about himself in his 30s. This has been a difficult thing for him. This, meaning the Trump presidency, the loss of the presidency to Donald Trump. That's what this means to Eric Holder. This has been a difficult thing for him and for me to see what this administration has done to the policy initiatives that we put in place and that we're proving to be successful, says Eric Holder, of course known on this show as Eric Withholder, the only attorney general to be held in contempt of Congress to date. Obama's friend and former attorney general, quoting, but I think it's really been true. We've had conversations about this. He's been encouraged by the amount of progressive energy he's seen around the country. Do you know what progressive energy is? You do. You know what that is. Progressive energy is what? Say it. Protest. Maxine Waters is progressive energy. Attacking conservatives in restaurants is progressive energy. Antifa is progressive energy. Feel comfortable about that? Holder also goes on to talk about gun control and so forth and some of the initiatives that they were putting forward. This is a piece you need to read. Again, where is Barack Obama? It's tough to stomach, but stomach it you must because it gives you some great insight as to the mindset of the progressive left and why they are where they are today, why there's saturation coverage from immigration standpoint, why there's hatred, just flat out hatred of you as a conservative from the progressive left who are energized through which Barack Obama is sensing this, that he's happy about this. It gives you insight into why Maxine Waters is off the chain and off the rails. She just happens to be vocalizing what the Democrat Party is feeling. Let me ask you a question. Those of you old enough to remember, and I am, I wonder, would Tip O'Neill have put up with this as Speaker of the House during the Reagan years? Well, I submit to you, he absolutely would not have. I submit to you that that probably wouldn't have happened, that level of discourse that we are at today. Now, while politics has always had strained discourse, there was a difference in days gone by and today's to be cut. Why? Because there was a difference in the Democrat Party. This is not the Democrat Party of John Kennedy. Would John Kennedy have approved of this level of discourse from Maxine Waters? I doubt it. I doubt it very much. Take some time, read that piece. It will put in perspective and context for you where we are today, and it will help you understand why the leftist media is going berserk. It will help you understand why Maxine Waters, we all know she's a lunatic anyway, but it will help you understand why she's off the rails lunatic today. She is so filled with rage and hate. It will help you understand that. It will help you understand what today's progressive Democrat, the loss that they sense occurred to Donald Trump. This piece will give you the context of why they feel the way they feel. It will do for you what it did for me. It will make you chuckle while angering you, but it will open your eyes and you'll understand that. And when you look at this from a gun control perspective, as I pointed out to you yesterday, this is very important stuff because the attacks that you're seeing today are coming. Today is the 10th anniversary of the Heller DC decision, right? We're going to spend some time on that today. First, I'm going to give you another example of evil existing and why you need to be armed at all times in the home, and then we'll talk about Heller. Okay, gun lover, your time's almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the USECA wants to give you a free gun right now. This is your absolute last chance. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends Friday, so you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have got to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 17 Kimber, 17 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG, but they're all gone on Friday. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight, and it all ends Friday. Don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Again, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, where has he gone? Where is Barack Obama? Where is Barack Obama? That's an incredible piece. I really want you to go and see that. Go read that. It is eye-popping, but it does. It puts in context for you why the left is unhinged. It helps explain to you, because it is frustrating. You look back and think, my God, is it all true? Yes, it is. Their hatred runs deep. These people hate your guts. They hate your guts. And I honestly don't know that there's any coming back from this. I don't believe there's any coming back from this. The people who hate your gun rights are not going to all of a sudden give in and go, okay. And in today's political climate, I don't see a return at this stage of the game. And this is all coming from the left. I do not see a return at all to any civil discourse. I don't. Not with the current crop we have in there today with the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, the Maxine Waters, and the rest of them. I just don't see it. I don't see it. Their deep hatred of anything that they don't like combined with this president in office it's got them beaten. That includes your firearms rights and your firearms freedoms. Now, I did a taped program today with my great friend A.W.R. Hawkins and Kurt Schilling, where every Tuesday we will be doing a roundtable. And you can hear that on Kurt's new show. I'll have more about that tomorrow. But A.W.R. Hawkins and I and Kurt Schilling, the three of us, go much like I do in my roundtable on the Monster program, where we have a discussion and literally just take it around the table. And it's quite fascinating. Today's was part of the topic of the conversation as it pertained to Kurt's old MO on Tuesdays of 2A Tuesday. We continue to talk about the right to keep and bear arms on Tuesdays. We focus on that for that program with the three of us. We hit on some other subjects as well. But the prediction was made and the agreement was made by the three of us, and myself included, that being Newt Gingrich thinking that we will pick up House seats, we meaning conservatives, Republicans, and I say Republicans, you know, I'm a conservative. Unfortunately, my home right now is the Republican Party. I don't know if that's changing. That's a different program. Nonetheless, let's just say it's not the Democrat Party. But I believe that you will not see a loss of seats in the House. And I believe that you will see a pickup in the Senate. And I believe that that will send the already unhinged gun-grabbing left off the rails. Off the rails. Off the rails. You think Maxine Waters bad today? If she's still there by November of 2018, which she shouldn't be, but she will be. She shouldn't be. I don't know where Paul Ryan is on all this. Haven't heard a peep from him. He can't be gone soon enough. But the fact of the matter is, sorry, Wisconsin friends, I know you're listening. But the fact of the matter is that when that happens, imagine what's going to happen between 2018 and 2020. And then imagine what happens during the 2020, when the campaign is in full swing. Imagine what happens to conservatives with people like Maxine Waters calling for mob violence, basically. And that's what she didn't come out and say, I incite violence. But we all know what that was. That was inciting violence. That was inciting mob rule. It was inciting mob attacks against conservatives in restaurants, grocery stores, gas stations, anywhere they happen to be, is what she said. Imagine Sarah Huckabee out with her kids. Maxine Waters doesn't give a crap about her family and her kids. She's a zealot and a hate-filled progressive. And she hates you and she hates your rights. But imagine what we're going to see as the 2018 campaigns, after the runoffs are done and the campaign really begins to heat up in late summer. Imagine what we're going to see. The nation is ripe for political violence, unfortunately, and it's all coming from the left. Somebody's going to pay a price. There are calls out right now. AWR Hawkins is talking about it for Trump. And I'm going to go a step further, but for Trump officials to arm themselves. You're damn right they should. They already should be. Pam Bondi, Attorney General, Florida Attorney General, not a Trump official, Florida Attorney General. She was prosecutor in Hillsborough County when I lived in Hillsborough County. Hillsborough County, I still consider to be my home. Attacked verbally with what she described as three huge men. She's not a large woman. She's a small woman, small framed person, who she said were so close to her, inches away from her, screaming and cussing at her that they were spitting on her. Florida Attorney General. Now, I would hope that Pam Bondi was armed. If not, she ought to be. More than likely, she will be going forward from this point on, as well a lot of Trump officials. And they should be. And let me tell you something, you should be. I got a question for you, though, before I go. I got to throw this out. You know that Red Hen? I guess she was a New York transplant owner of the restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. I feel sad for Lexington, Virginia. I have friends that live in Lexington, Virginia. It's a beautiful, little, quaint little town. I have a long history in Virginia, graduated college in Virginia. My sister lives in Virginia. I lived in Virginia Beach. I lived in Richmond. I lived in Midlothian. I skied the James River. I graduated college in Radford, Virginia. A lot of history there. Lots of friends there. Feel bad for what's happening in Virginia on a lot of different fronts. But we'll focus on Lexington and the Red Hen restaurant. Apparently a New York transplant. There's rumors she's Meryl Streep's cousin. Don't know. Don't care. It's what's out there. What's not rumored is that she got together with her liberal staff when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was there. And they threw her out. That's not open for debate. That happened. So my question is, what if I walked in there with a Make America Great cap on? Would I get thrown out? I mean, certainly that cap says the same thing that Sarah Huckabee represents as a official within the administration, doesn't it? So my question further is no Republican wanted in that restaurant? Are they now only serving Democrats? I would suggest that's what they only serve. I would suggest that no Republican go in there, that anybody that disagrees with them. There's, I'm sure, better places to eat. So maybe this is the decision a business owner makes today? I only want Democrats in my establishment? Fine. Give them only Democrats. I just had to throw that out there. Virginia, very gun-friendly state. Open carry. I don't know what the rule is in there. What do they have to say about that? I'd love to find out. Maybe we'll ask Phil Van Cleve, Virginia Citizens Defense League, about that. It would be fascinating to follow up with that. Anyway, go read the piece, New York Times, New York Magazine. It's fascinating. Jeez. Cowards, evil, exists. Cowards placed boy 7 underwater in bathtub as parents watch during home invasion. Home invasion, again. In this case, a Texas family literally terrorized for over an hour. Does evil exist? Over an hour on Monday by three masked intruders who placed their child underwater as leverage to get the parents to talk and give up the goods. All three were armed. Screaming heard on the tapes. Sheriff Troy Nell says the worst kind of crime against a family, three crooks forcing their way into a home in the middle of the night, is appalling. To make matters worse, they accosted a 7-year-old child. The father kept screaming the intruders were no money and to take jewelry in the car, but the masked men weren't satisfied. They wanted money. Did they get it? don't know. Is there evil in this world? You're damn right there's evil in this world. You have a right to defend yourself. I would suggest if that guy had been armed. We'll be back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, you are back in the Daily Defense studios with me. Moving along quickly today, lots to cover. I have some audio tapes I want to play with you, or play with for you. Play for you. I'll get that out. I promise. I'll get it out. Too many tabs open. Slow down. Take a breath. No food or drink in studio. Let's get a little sip of water. Let's calm down. Maxine Waters, she'll do it to you, right? Mad Max. You got to wonder who's pulling the lever for this lunatic. Seriously, who in the world pulls the lever for this? It just is quite incredible. A couple sponsors, McIlvaney ICA Financial, wants to work with you, actually wants to take your money and help you grow it. ICA.gold, that site, when you open up that site, I do it all the time, welcome Armed American Radio listener. It is your site, ICA.gold. Go check them out and support them. All of the information is on the page for you as an Armed American Radio listener. You go in there, get the free report, take a look at what they have to say. It doesn't hurt. Go get it. Free stuff. Just hear them out. They want your business as an armed, not just they want your business. They want your business as an Armed American Radio listener. That's the business they want. They want our demographic. They're seeking it out through the program. Help them find it. It's all right there. It's all free. Go check it out. ICA.gold. Taser is going to be here. I've been teasing that. More about Taser coming up. I'll have some more sponsors to tell you about when we come back and go into the final segment. You believe that already? We're already into segment three. Good heavens. Does evil exist? You tell me. Three individuals armed break in a home, terrorize a father. Now, the father was tortured physically, by the way. He was cut open. He was beaten in front of his children. And the child was taken from the parent and himself tortured. I would submit that that's torture for a seven-year-old to be held underwater in front of his parents in order to get him to give up the goods. It is a shame that that father didn't have access to a firearm in that home during that one-hour period, or for that matter, when the home was being broken into, that he could have ended that situation. Maybe he did. He couldn't get at it. I don't know. I would suggest if you have a firearm in the home, know where it is. Oh, you're just a paranoid wacko, said the person whose seven-year-old wasn't held underwater and who wasn't tortured by three armed thugs who broke into their house. I digress. Evil exists. Accept it. It is 10 years hence since the Heller decision was won. 10 years ago today. Isn't that something? Boy, it really is. 10 years ago today, Scalia sadly missed. Boy, he's missed. From the Supreme Court's case summary, District of Columbia law bans handgun possession by making it a crime to carry an unregistered firearm and prohibiting the registration of handguns. Provides separately that no person may carry an unlicensed handgun, but authorizes the police chief to issue one-year licenses and requires residents to keep lawfully owned firearms unloaded and disassembled or bound by a trigger lock or similar device. We're talking about in the home now. Respondent Dick Heller, by the way, a friend of mine and a friend of yours, said the hell with that. He was a D.C. special cop. He applied to register a handgun that he wanted to keep at home, but the district refused. He filed the suit seeking on Second Amendment grounds to enjoin the city from enforcing the ban on handgun registration, the licensing requirement insofar as it prohibits carrying an unlicensed firearm in the home. Telling you what you can and can't carry in your own home. You think about that in 2018. Democrats love it, by the way. The party of Maxine Waters loves it, by the way. The district court dismissed the suit. D.C. Circuit reversed it, holding that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to possess firearms, and that the city's total ban on handguns, as well as its requirement that firearms in the home be kept non-functional, even when necessary for self-defense, violated that right. What I'm going to play for you now is some fascinating, because you never get to hear this. You never get to hear this. But I'm going to play some of the original oral arguments that took place. You're going to hear the court introduce Alan Gura, famed attorney Alan Gura. Now, if you were listening to Tom Gresham's Gun Talk on Sunday, during the day, Alan Gura was a guest on our great friend Tom Gresham's amazing program. Alan Gura's a great guy. He's been on my program. And we'll probably have him back. But I wanted to go today because, you see, I didn't have to. I'm going to be on air today. Today's the 10th anniversary. And because of that, I want to play for you the introduction, let you hear some of what went on in the courtroom that day. Now, I will strategically stop it to let you know which justice you're hearing from. And here's what I want you to keep in mind as we play some of this. It was a 5-4 decision. Scalia, Roberts, Kennedy, Thomas, and Alito ruled in Heller's favor. Again, Scalia, Roberts, Kennedy, Thomas, and Alito ruled in Heller's favor. You know, Kennedy, widely regarded to be the swing vote on 5-4 decisions. There was another 5-4 decision that came down today in Trump's favor. winning, right? Driving the liberals nuts. Don't worry about that case. But coincidentally, it was 5-4 that came down today. Stevens, Souter, Ginsburg, and Breyer folded on your rights and dissented. Stevens, Souter, Ginsburg, and Breyer. Take a listen to some of this and enjoy this. This is Alan Gura arguing in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, the Heller case, back in March, almost 11 years ago.
Mr. Gura?
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court. All 50 states allow law-abiding citizens to defend themselves and their families in their homes with ordinary functional firearms, including handguns. Now, I'd like to respond to one of the points that was raised lately by the general.
Talk a little slower. I'm not following you.
Okay. I'd like to respond, certainly, Justice Scalia. I'd like to respond to the point about the District of Columbia's position over the years with respect to the functional firearms ban. The petitioners have had two opportunities to urge courts to adopt this so-called self-defense exception that they construe in the amendment. The first opportunity came in 1978 in McIntosh versus Washington, where the petitioners urged the Court of Appeals of the District of Columbia to uphold the law because it was rational in their view to prohibit self-defense in the home with firearms. They deemed it to be too dangerous and that this was a legitimate policy choice of the city council, and they actually prevailed in that view. The second opportunity that the petitioners had to urge this sort of self-defense construction was actually in this case, in the district court. We had a motion for summary judgment, and we made certain factual allegations in this motion. And on page 70A of the joint appendix, we see portions of our statement of undisputed material facts. Fact number 29, which was conceded by the District of Columbia, reads, the defendants prohibit the possession of lawfully owned firearms for self-defense within the home, even in instances when self-defense would be lawful by other means under District of Columbia law. The citation for that is the functional firearms ban, and that point was conceded. Certainly, the idea that people could guess as to when it is that they might render their firearm operational is not one that the court should accept, because a person who hears a noise, a person who perhaps is living in a neighborhood where there's been a spate of violent crimes, has no idea when it is that the District of Columbia would permit her to render the firearm operational. And in fact, there is a prosecution history, not under this specific provision, but certainly under other gun prohibition laws that we are challenging here today, to prosecute people for the possession or for the carrying of a prohibited firearm, even when the police rule the shooting has been lawful self-defense, where there's no prosecution for assault or attempted murder or anything of that.
You're saying that this is unreasonable.
Now, this is Stephen Breyer. Stephen Breyer dissented. I want you to listen to some of his questioning.
And that really is my question, because I'd like you to assume two things with me, which you probably don't agree with, and I may not agree with them either. But I just want you to assume them for the purpose of the question.
He does agree with them, by the way.
Assume that there's an individual right, but the purpose of that right is to maintain a citizen army, call it a militia. That's the basic purpose. So it informs what's reasonable and what isn't reasonable. Assume, and this is favorable to you, but not as favorable as you'd like, assume that we're going to decide whether something is proportionate or apply an intermediate standard in light of the purpose.
You get where Stephen Breyer is going with this. Assume. Remember, he dissented. When we come back, we'll play some more of this. It's utterly fascinating. 10 years ago today, the Supreme Court ruled in Heller's favor. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway, sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, your time is just about up. And if you want to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun, because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now, and this is your last chance to do it, getting close to it, they're giving away, the USCCA is a different gun every single day this month. It all ends on Friday. Remember, it all ends on Friday. Now, we may be able to stretch that out till Sunday. We'll check with them and see. For those MonsterCast listeners, you're out there by the hundreds of thousands, but you're almost out of time on this, so pay attention. Don't wait till that, make that decision. Just do it now. Armedandresponsible.com. Enter now. It's free. Up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 17 Kimbers, Glock, Springfields, could be a new SIG, could be a new Smith & Wesson, could be a new AR-15. Remember, they're all gone on Friday. That's the word, nerd. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. Not a lot of time. Remember, those guns flip at midnight. If you're picky about it, the days are ticking down, okay? So don't get too picky about it. Just go check it out. Don't miss out. Clock's ticking. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. AAR promo code. AAR promo code. Especially if you find yourself in the Southeast, anywhere there within driving distance of Mississippi, baby. Super Talk Station listeners, you're listening Mississippi Super Talk Stations. BoondocksFTA.com. Promo code is AAR, 10% off any firearms training when you book your class on site using that code. Let's go back to Heller, D.C. Keep in mind, right now, as I tell you, I'm going to continue to play what I thought was, this is the opening salvo from Breyer to Alan Gura, who would go on to win this case. And, of course, Breyer and Stevens dissented, joined by Ginsburg, okay, and Souter. Stevens, Souter, Ginsburg, and Breyer dissented in this case. And Scalia ripped them to shreds with his majority opinion. There were some holes in that. We would have liked to have seen some things, you know, look back 10 years down the road. But take a listen to Breyer's opening salvo, and you get an idea of how he's going to go. Now, mindful of the fact that Alan Gura has told me personally, privately, in personal conversation, all right, you can never really tell, based on a justice's decision or questions, what kind of decision they might make. You never know. And if you listen to some of Alito in here as well, or Scalia, excuse me, if you listen to some of Scalia in here, you might think, oh, man, we're going to lose Scalia, just based on the questioning. But now we have hindsight. We can look back in the rearview mirror, and we know how Breyer voted. We know what side he came down on when it came to your individual right to keep and bear arms. So take a listen to his opening salvo. Remember the first two questions? Assume. We were talking about level of scrutiny. Okay? Take a listen to this. And whether or not, by the way, the Second Amendment was connected to service in a militia. Those were his two assumptions. He continues.
As I read these 80 briefs, and they were very good, I mean really good and informative on both sides, and I'm trying to boil down the statistics where there's disagreement. And roughly what I get, and don't quarrel with this too much, it's very rough, that 80 to 100,000 people every year in the United States are either killed or wounded in gun-related homicides or crimes or accidents or suicides, but suicides are more questionable. That's why I say 80 to 100,000. In the district, I guess the number is somewhere around 200 to 300 dead, and maybe if it's similar, 1,500 to 2,000 people wounded. All right. Now, in light of that, why isn't a ban on handguns, while allowing the use of rifles and muskets, a reasonable or a proportionate response on behalf of the District of Columbia?
This question was posed. Now, further, the numbers that he gave are interesting, aren't they? Those numbers are very, very high. Remind you that this was 10 years ago. Those numbers are down substantially as crime has continued to plummet. Those are FBI numbers we're talking about. He's talking between 80 and 100,000. The numbers are far lower today. Far lower today from the FBI Uniform Crime Report statistics. We know that to be the case. Even the numbers the leftist lunatic Maxine Waters wannabes give you are far lower than that. And firearm ownership is at record levels, far higher than it was 10 years ago when this case was being argued. Let's take a listen to Gura's response.
Because, Your Honor, for the same reason it was offered by numerous military officers at the highest levels of the U.S. military at all branches of service. Writing in two briefs, they agree with us that the handgun ban serves to weaken America's military preparedness because when people have handguns, handguns are military arms, they're not just civilian arms, they are better prepared and able to use them, and certainly when they join the military forces, they are issued handguns. And so if we assume the sort of military purpose to the Second Amendment as an individual right, then the handgun ban, as noted by our military amici, would impede
I didn't that. I read the two military briefs as focusing on the nature of the right, which was quite a pretty good argument there, that the nature of the right is to maintain a citizen army. And to maintain that potential today, the closest we come is to say that there is a right for people to understand weapons, to know how to use them, to practice with them. And they can do that, you see, with their rifles. They can go to gun ranges, I guess, in neighboring states. But does that make it unreasonable for a city with a very high crime rate assuming that the objective is what the military people say, to keep us ready for the draft if necessary, is it unreasonable for a city with that high crime rate to say no handguns here?
Now, you want to say why? Yes. That's your answer.
Yeah, well, you want to say yes. That's yes. Correct. But I want to hear what the reasoning is, because there's a big crime problem. I'm simply getting you to focus on that.
The answer is yes, as Justice Scalia noted, and it's unreasonable, and it actually fails any standard of review that might be offered under such a construction of the individual right, because proficiency with handguns, as recognized as a matter of judicial notice by the First Circuit in Casas back in 1942, that was a handgun case where the First Circuit examined the restriction on the carrying of a .38 caliber revolver, and the First Circuit accepted, as a matter of judicial notice, that proficiency in use and familiarity with the handgun at issue would be one that would further a militia purpose. And so,
I ask this question in answering yes.
Now, this is John Paul Stevens. John Paul Stevens has an angry tone throughout his line of questioning. We're going to run out of time today, but I'll play some more of it for you tomorrow because it's fascinating. It's also John Paul Stevens who, in an op-ed a couple months back, called for the complete elimination of our Second Amendment. And this is a man that ruled on the Heller case. Astonishing, fascinating, where we find ourselves 10 years later. But what I want to take with you before we go to the end of the break is go back to Breyer's line of questioning. Breyer seems to be suggesting, hey, it's okay for rifles, right? But we can use rifles because he's arguing that rifles are more in line with the militia clause in the Second Amendment. Where do you think Breyer would stand today on AR-15s? He's making his own argument against himself today, 10 years ago. Isn't he? It would seem. Because Alan Gura just told you, and he goes on to say later here in this particular line of questioning, that handguns are, in fact, military sidearms. 10 years ago today, Heller was decided. Heller essentially found, the most important thing that Heller found was that you have an individual right to keep and bear arms. And that was admitted in the dissent. That was admitted in the dissent. Written by Stevens. Shredded by Scalia. And joined by Souter, Ginsburg, and Breyer. And we just heard Breyer say that why do we need a handgun when we can use our rifles? Wonder where you stand today on our right to keep and bear those evil black guns. You know, a modern sporting rifle in common use at the time. In fact, the most popular rifle in America, in the hands of over 15 million of them, in the hands of millions of Americans. Tomorrow, we're going to get up and do it all over again. What a great program today. Really enjoyed it. Hate running out of time with you. Until we meet again tomorrow, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.